Here we are in the Congressional Corner with Liz Joy, who's running for the United States Congress against Paul Tonko, who has himself been there since 2009. Do you believe in term limits? Should Congress people be limited to a certain number of terms?
I am a huge supporter of term limits. Yes, I am. And I believe that Congress should be limited to 12 years.
And what's the thinking behind that? Do you think, what is it that makes you say that?
I just believe that being a politician, a career politician for all of your life was never the intention of the founding fathers. And I believe that it's important that once you're in there, you know, that you serve a certain amount of time and then you have to get out for a period of time. And then if you'd like to rerun, that's, you know, great, rerun. But I am a proponent of term limits because I see that there has been, I believe that there's been an abuse of this amount of time on both sides of the aisle. So, I mean, when you look at Joe Biden and Paul Tonko combined, they have both right now been in office for a combined total of 80 years. So I am a proponent of term limits, and I think that 12 years is acceptable for Congress. I'm not a career politician. I've never been one. I will be entering Congress at 52 years old. I'm not dependent on the seat. It's not my bread and butter. So we've already built a business. We've raised our family. We want to see our constitutional freedoms in this country be strong and be intact. I want to leave my children and my future grandchildren. I'll be a grandmother in the spring. I want to see our next generation inherit a strong country. And I believe that when you have term limits, it brings in fresh faces. It brings in fresh ideas. And I think that that's very good for our country on all sides of the aisle.
Let's turn to some of the substantive issues, one of which is the right of a woman to control her own body, otherwise known as, you know, debate over right to life. What do you mm-hmm. make of that?
Well, it's no secret that I am 100% pro-life from the womb to the elderly. I believe that every life has value. One of the things that I've worked very hard on for years is, I think is a really common sense approach, is bringing down the cost of adoption in our country. Right now, it's roughly $40,000 to adopt a child. There's roughly 2 million people that are on the adoption waiting list that want to adopt a baby in the United States of America. And I think we're right around maybe a million babies that are aborted every single year. So there's a loving couple out there for every single child. Now, ideally, do I think that we, you know, that we can bring it down to, you know, so that there's absolutely no abortion? Well, I don't necessarily think that's going to happen, but I would really like to see the numbers go down so that some of these families who are on this waiting list who can't have children would have the opportunity to do that through driving down those costs. I'd also like to see an increase in our funding of pregnancy centers where we walk alongside the woman and that baby, you know, so that they have the opportunity, or the woman has the opportunity, if she wants to be able to say, gee, you know, I'd like to have this baby, but I don't have the resources. And so I'd like to increase our pregnancy centers where you walk with that woman along her side, you help her with the medical care costs, you help her with economic opportunities with jobs, you help her with job interviews, with the cost of care, you know, for her child if she would like to do that. That's something that I would really like to see. And I'd also like to see here in New York State, one of the things that I've seen so many people want to do is open up faith-based foster care. You know, our children in foster care needs strong, loving homes. And I'd like to see faith-based foster care, whatever those faiths are, be able to open up homes to help alleviate the foster care system in New York State and bring them into loving homes.
What about rape? I'm sorry, Liz. What about rape or incest?
Well, obviously, rape and incest is a very difficult problem. It's a tragic problem. It's a traumatic, very traumatic for any woman. And statistically speaking, just so people out there know, 0.5% of all of the abortions that take place in America are due to rape or incest. So 99.5% of all the abortions that take place are not related to rape and incest. So,
but let's say a teenager is raped or and is in that very small group of people that you're referring to. Are you telling me that you said you were 100% opposed to abortion? Does that include those people who were raped or by their fathers or uncles or the rest? I mean, you're 100%. Does that include them?
Well, I think that's what you're trying to make it sound like I am. But what I would say is that
I'm not trying to make it sound like anything. I'm asking a question. Yeah, go ahead.
I think that young teenager would need to be able to get counseling from her parents and her doctor. And I think it's something that they would have to handle as a family, which is very traumatic. And if it's the family, if it was the father that perpetuated that, then it would be through, trauma counselors that would be able to come alongside that teenager and make those decisions with her and the doctor.
Okay.
I don't think that's something the government should be involved in, and I don't think that's something that as a congressional representative we should dictate.
Okay, you tout a lot of support from the police benevolent associations and police in your campaign. Do you agree that police reform is needed during this year of George Floyd and many others' deaths at the hands of police?
I'm a huge supporter of our men and women in blue, and I've gained every single endorsement of the police officers in the 20th Congressional District. And the reason that I have gained all of their support is because I refuse to come out and condemn them. And here's the reason why I refuse to condemn them. So nobody that I know, and I haven't seen anybody in our country agree that what happened to George Floyd or anybody else, what happened to George Floyd was murder. When George Floyd cried out to his mom that he couldn't breathe, every mother in America welled up with tears, including myself. There's not one mother in America that didn't break down in tears at hearing George Floyd. I watched that video. It was disgusting. It was a tragedy. It never should have happened. So in that regard, do I believe that police reform needs to happen? Yes, I do. But here's the other thing, Alan. I don't believe that the act of a few are a representation of a whole. So you have physicians in America that are a few physicians that abuse their patients. Do we condemn all physicians? No. We have teachers that molest students. Do we condemn all teachers? No. We have parents that abuse children. You just talked about it. What if a father rapes his daughter? Do we condemn every parent? No. So when we watch this happen with a police officer like George Floyd, do we condemn every police officer? Absolutely not. I don't think that that's common sense. I think that we need to recognize that anytime you have a huge population of people, you are going to have a few people that are going to be those that break the law, those that commit murders, those that commit crimes and are criminals. We have that in every makeup of society everywhere. I'm a supporter of our law enforcement. If we don't have safety and security in our communities, we don't have safe communities.
I've only got 2 minutes, but I do want to ask you real, real quickly. Do you think climate change is a real and major problem?
I'm a huge supporter of our environment. I'm a huge supporter of having clean air, clean water. I'm a member of, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Ducks Unlimited. And mm-hmm. Ducks Unlimited is a wonderful, they conserve wetlands all over the country. They work with NOAA, National Oceanic Administration for clean water, for promoting wetlands, national parks. I am an absolute huge supporter of those things.
Liz Joy, it's been a pleasure to have you. We've been talking to you over 3 days, and it's important that everybody hear from everybody in every race. So thank you again for coming on and for being our guest, and we all appreciate it.
Thank you for the time. I appreciate it as well.